Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Deadly tornadoes.
Windows blew out. Debris flying, hitting us in the face.
Israel shaken by protests.
We're here to fight for our democracy.
Big city water worries.
Trying to buy some water. This is the third place we looked at.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden has declared a major disaster and has promised extensive federal help in the wake of the latest tornado damage in the South. At least 26 people were killed in western Mississippi. Here's CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Tornadoes, lightning, and hail are tearing through the South. Multiple twisters were reported in Georgia, and overnight, intense storms brought heavy rains and flooding. But it was Friday's tornado in Mississippi that decimated the area and left more than 25 people dead.
I was aware that the tornado could be in the forecast, but I was not aware that it was coming.
Gail Barfield and her husband Howard heard on TV they had 2 minutes to take cover. When the tornado hit, a wall crashed onto the closet, trapping Gail. It took a pickup truck to eventually free her.
How are you still here?
God.
You believe God saved you?
No matter but God.
Later that day, her husband suffered a heart attack. He's now recovering in the hospital.
I've never been through nothing like that, and I didn't know that it could be so devastating.
First Citizens Bank, based in North Carolina, is going to buy Silicon Valley Bank just over 2 weeks after SVB's failure touched off deep concern in the banking industry. Neil Kashkari is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis.
The banking system has a strong capital position and a lot of liquidity. I'm not saying that all of the stresses are behind us. I expect this process will take some time, but fundamentally, the banking system is sound.
Overseas, unrest spreads in Israel over a plan to overhaul the nation's judiciary.
Tens of thousands of protesters went out to the streets last night after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced he was firing his defense minister, who urged Netanyahu to halt the judicial overhaul.
We're here to take down this corrupt government.
Our prime minister lost his mind.
The Trade Union Federation announced a general strike which closed the airport to outgoing flights, as well as shutting down malls and universities. Linda Gradstein for CBS News. Jerusalem.
Trains, planes, and public transit systems going nowhere today in Germany. Labor unions are on a one-day strike over salaries. Russia's Vladimir Putin announced his country is moving nuclear weapons inside Belarus, putting them in easy reach of targets in Ukraine. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
As the West deploys more weapons to Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin is raising the stakes himself, saying he will deploy tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus with 10 Belarusian fighter jets already retrofitted, and arguing he's doing what the U.S. has been doing for years by stationing its nuclear weapons in Western Europe.
The White House reacted cautiously.
A top Ukraine official said the Kremlin has taken Belarus as a nuclear hostage. NATO criticized Putin's rhetoric as dangerous and irresponsible.
A New York grand jury is due to resume work today in the hush money case that's embroiled former President Trump. Political scientist Larry Sabato says it's troubling that Trump has used violent imagery and amped up verbal attacks on the DA in the case.
The real danger right now, at least, is not from more mob action. It's the individual lone wolves who will take things into their own hands and potentially wound or kill public officials or others.
In Washington, a judge said late last week a federal grand jury will hear testimony from former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and other Trump aides in the Capitol attack investigation.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Philadelphia residents are being told bottled water might be best for a while after a chemical spill in the Delaware River.
They're just closing down the water fountains, like water systems, so students are required to bring their own water to school.
My buddies actually saw people fighting to purchase water in the Costco and then ended up seeing them reselling it in the parking lot at a markup.
Officials say up to 12,000 gallons of a non-toxic-based latex finishing solution ended up in the river, but no sign of any contaminants has turned up in testing. Seven people are confirmed dead after an explosion at a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Samantha Kaag is the mayor.
This is still a devastating loss, but we are truly grateful to be able to account for all presumptive missing and bring closure to families involved in the upcoming days.
Four victims are hospitalized. The cause is under investigation. The man suing Gwyneth Paltrow over a 2016 ski slope collision is expected to take the stand today in Utah. This week, Paltrow's attorneys plan to call her children and a ski instructor. Overseas, Prince Harry in court in a case against a tabloid.
Clad in a neat blue suit, flanked by two burly bodyguards, a smiling Duke of Sussex strode through the gates of the High Court in London. Harry has joined with several other celebrities, including Elton John and Liz Hurley, who accused the Daily Mail of phone hacking, bugging, and illegally obtaining their private medical records. The Mail has called the allegations preposterous. A judge will hear arguments over the next 4 days as to whether the case can proceed. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The U.S. Army has pulled a commercial series that's been all over television the past 2 weeks.
Do you see a life full of obstacles or possibilities?
Jonathan Majors, the actor who's a central part of them, was arrested over the weekend on charges of strangulation, assault, and harassment involving a 30-year-old woman. March Madness, Miami bounces back from 13 points down to beat Texas on TBS. A furious second-half rally to win the game 88-81. In the other Elite Eight game, it was tied with San Diego State inbounding the ball.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, Travell drives, he's fouled!
One made foul shot was the difference in the Aztecs' 57-56 win over Creighton. Those two joined Florida Atlantic and UConn in the Final Four with no number one seed for the first time since 2011. For the women, Iowa moved into the Final Four.
Here's Clark, guarded by Robinson. Clark firing again. Oh, my!
Caitlin Clark had a triple-double on ESPN, 41 points in the win over Louisville to join LSU as two of the teams in the Final Four.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Some parents and teachers in Wisconsin are pushing back against a song ban.
The Waukesha, Wisconsin School Board forbid first graders from singing the Dolly Parton Miley Cyrus duet Rainbow Land at their spring concert. A statement from the board says it could be conceived as controversial and questions whether the song is appropriate for the age level and maturity of six-year-olds at higher elementary. A tweet from a teacher blames Parton's popularity with the LGBTQ community. The board isn't budging on Rainbow Land, but has dropped its ban on another song.
Why are there so many?
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News. Rainbow.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Africa. First stop, Ghana, where she's announced a $139 million aid package. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.